About a third of PLU's course credits are taught by people who aren't tenure-track professors. They're lecturers or adjunct instructors. These people get paid much less than regular faculty, and their employment status is much shakier. That's not uncommon. Lots of universities lean heavily on contingent faculty. At PLU, they want to join the Service Employees International Union to gain more control over their working conditions. But the university is pushing back in a case that could help rewrite the law about who can join a union. Some disclosure first. Pacific Lutheran University holds the license for KPLU. KPLU's programming staff are the university's only unionized employees. The key question is this. PLU is a religiously affiliated university. How much can the federal government meddle in its affairs, in this case to guarantee workers' right to organize? PLU Provost Steve Starkovich points to the separation of church and state.
It's our responsibility to defend our First Amendment rights, and I think it would be irresponsible not to challenge jurisdiction on that point.
Starkovich spoke at the end of the third day of hearings on the matter before the National Labor Relations Board in Seattle. The board has long had jurisdiction over religiously affiliated groups that aren't explicitly about religion, which could arguably include PLU. Jane Hardy has been a music lecturer at PLU since 1978.
Religion never comes up in my courses. There's no religious requirement for students to be admitted to PLU. It's a weak case.
But a recent legal ruling has called into question whether the Labor Board can consider those points. The court found the board was intruding too deeply into matters of faith in sorting out the really religious from the sort of religious. Seattle University Assistant Professor of Law Charlotte Garden says the rules could change.
It would make it virtually impossible for employees at any religious college or university to form a union under the NLRA.
That would be a blow to contingent faculty like PLU's Jane Hardy. She says after 35 years, she makes just $11,000 a year for a half-time job. She says she's never taken a leave, even skipping medical leaves, for fear of losing her tenuous employment.
It just seemed like unionization was going to be the only way that we could make progress. Personally, I don't want the next generation of faculty to have the working life that I have had. It's not sustainable.
The decision rests with the National Board in Washington, D.C., but there will be plenty of opportunities for legal challenges. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.